Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Emo Brown, the podcast under the My Grito label. That's right, Albert.
Oh, shit.
You had no idea you were on a label, huh?
Dude, I'm signed.
You are on a label. My name is Esteban Garcia III, alias El Champs. I am here with Barry, the producer. There he is. Oh, aloha, Mr. Hand. And Albert Aguirre, the real estate agent to the stars.
What's going on?
What's going on, bro? As always, Emo Brown is brought to you by the wonderful, wonderful people at Grasshopper. Mm. For all you do, these discounts are for you. Make sure you go in there. You make your card clack. Get fucking $12, three packs of pre-rolls. We have a nice little pack selection here, Barry. Look at this.
Hell yeah, we do.
I can't say that I haven't smoked in a while anymore because, yes, I did smoke. I smoked for the 420 yoga event.
Yeah, if you didn't smoke, you were smoking that day.
That day. Everybody, why didn't you show up?
Me?
Yeah.
It was Saturday.
And? What does that mean?
I was showing homes.
You know what? This is a perfect opportunity for you to bring this up. I get hit up all the time like, what do you guys even do? Is this what you guys do? Or what do you... Albert Aguirre.
Yes, sir.
Who are you, and what do you do for a living, aside from being my punching bag on Emo Brown, the podcast?
I am your punching bag, huh?
I need you there, bro.
Damn, dude.
I need you. You're my escape route.
Got to play emergency position, exit. I guess. I am a realtor full-time. That's what I do for a living. Mm. I am a husband. I should have said husband first. I'm a husband.
I don't like that you giggled. He's learning. Like, who are you trying to fool, dog?
I'm a husband.
All right.
Been with my wife a long, long time, so I'm a husband.
How many years?
15 years.
And boy, how many have you been married?
7, 8 in October.
Go ahead, dog. Look at you.
8 in October?
I don't know if we'll let you.
7, 8 in October. Realtor full-time, so born and raised in Chula Vista. Got it on me.
Where do you live now?
Born and raised in Chula Vista. I own property here. I am invested
where
in the community.
Where do you currently lay your head?
I'm in downtown South right now.
Downtown South. National City.
That's what people call it.
All right, dog.
They think downtown South, Coronado
no
West.
No negues la cruz de tu parroquia, perro. If you live in National City, you live in National City.
We invested in Rock National City, yeah, so homie. Built a house there. Have experience building homes. If you guys want to do something from the ground up, did that. Soon to be father.
That are you.
Dog dad. I'm a Frenchie.
All right.
Is that
a fur dad? What do you got?
Fur daddy.
There you go, bro.
Fur daddy, something else, I think.
All right, enough of you. Well, Barry. Enough of you, dog. No wonder we've never asked. No, the reason I ask is we had the episode last week where we dropped the reel about how the birth of Small Teeth came to be, bro.
Oh, shit.
People love the dynamic now that I big brother you, that you're my little brother. You are. I've known you for a decade.
Yeah.
I've known you for a decade.
And I love you.
Yeah. Barry, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a family man first.
Go ahead.
Hey.
Proud husband and father. I'm a musician.
I play
around San Diego, Chula Vista mostly. But
that's what pays the bills, right?
Yeah. That is the only job I got other than being a dad right now. And then other than that, I work here and I do this and I love life.
All right. Damn.
I love life.
You all right, dog?
Just trying to convince myself. I don't know.
I really do. I love this shit.
Hey, man, I might have a bar back gig for you.
I know. I want to start doing those Fridays, right?
All right. No,
who are you, Steve?
My name is Esteban Garcia III.
Alias El.
Steve.
Oh.
Champs? It's weird because we've done this episode now 350 minimum, dog. We've done 350 episodes for Emo Brown, the podcast, a lot of episodes.
Damn.
And I still get hit up, oh, you own Three Punk Girls? So, yes, I am owner, founder, operator with my partner, Kevin Sean Lewis at Three Punk Girls.
Alias El Viking.
Alias El Viking. I'm a co-owner and founder of the Alwood. With the high-rated three-star dive bar here located in Chula Vista on Broadway.
Velwood has 3 stars?
You know, I'm a family man myself, dog. Wow. You know, I am what you call a father of three. A father of three, 11, 9, and 6. I'm married, dog. I've been married now for 18 years. It'll be 19 years in August.
No way.
Yeah, fool.
In the eyes of the Catholic Church, too. I saw the pictures.
I am long in the tooth. Something you will never be, my friend.
And we started
early. We started early.
3 minutes and 28 seconds.
Something
into
you
this.
May never be. But I just feel every now and then it's important. We have a lot of new eyes on us, a lot of new listeners. And this podcast is just to elevate the homies. We have a lot of friends who have businesses and we like to promote them and give them a platform. And that's what Local Love Monday is all about, Barry. So if Barry can bring up the image, Local Love Monday is something we do every week and we release every Monday in the morning. What is it? It's an opportunity for us to highlight community leaders, people who are from the community, whether you're a teacher, a small business owner, a real estate agent, you know, just a PTA member, whatever, dog. Yeah. Whatever you're doing in the community, part of the community. Yeah. We get you on here. We release an episode. We release an episode today, this morning, Monday morning, as we do every Monday at 7. And it was the compa Sebas. Sebas is the SVP for SDFC.
That was a lot of words, a lot of letters.
Bro. And he came in here. He, you know, he told us all about SDFC, what's going on with this new MLS team that we have coming to San Diego. That was this Monday. I encourage you guys to get on there.
How sick is that? We played Soquan the other day. Mm. Me and David Hoyos, shout out.
Hoyos.
And, bro, that building's coming up quick.
That's, like, it's crazy when
money. There's real money
when
like
there's
that.
Money
dog.
Involved,
holy
bro.
Shit, bro. Like, it feels like a legit, like, sports team's here, and I'm so excited to be a part of that, bro.
As
like,
you should, because, I mean, we're going to go to a lot of games. We talked to them last week, and we told them, hey, we're going to go. We want to check out our seats. We want to make sure that, you know, the seats that we're getting, we sit in them. So we're basically going to do like a whole Emo Brown band. We're going to go and check out our seats. So it should be exciting. Oh, my God. There's a lot of people coming in right now.
Dude, this is
coming
with a posse over here.
I'm getting a little scared, dog. All right.
We're outnumbered.
We support local. It's basically what I want to tell you. Local Love Monday brought to you by Full Circle Group.
Full Circle Real Estate. Those guys.
Is it Full Circle Group or Full Circle
Real Estate? So we own all of them, but Full Circle Group is the name. Full
Whether
Circle
you're buying,
real
selling, or investing in real estate, put your trust in the Full Circle Group. Full Circle Group, Alberto Aguirre, Fabio Ortega, backup dancers for Banda Limon. No.
Llegaste tú.
Well, I have a cousin who's in Banda Limon or a tío or something.
¿Neta?
Yeah, bro. That's sick. When el Doofy, el primo Doofy, big up to cousin Doofy, alias el Ferras.
I don't know if that name is PC anymore.
el primo Doofy?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you're allowed to say that anymore.
Why? What happened?
Did you ever see a Scary Movie?
Don't tell me, because then I'm going to feel like...
He was just vacuuming his room.
Don't come in my room.
I'm telling you not to bother me. I'm packing my room. Anyways, Barry, we support local. Thank you very much, Albert, for being Full Circle Group and, you know, hooking up. We have more sponsors. And we like to talk about them as we go. Big up to Bobby Tribal at Tribal Streetwear, dog.
Yo, Bobby.
For all you do, wear that right there since 1989. My guy made a book. An academic book, something using curriculums, something that you can actually use as a reference, as streetwear, as street graffiti, art, the culture, everything, bro.
What's it called?
It's tribal. It's basically it's about tribal, dog. It's a whole history of it.
No way.
Yeah. So check it out. He's an author now, bro. Of many things now. More importantly, get in there, make your card clack, get 20% back. Everything except what, Barry?
Pendletons.
They don't do Pendletons because they have their own line of flannels. And you haven't gone down there. We got to take you down there, make your card clack, and get you some tribal. What do you wear, dog? Aside from capri pants.
This is All Saints?
Fuck. It's like you're like a 1995 like summer video on MTV, bro.
These pads, trip out.
Trip
out.
If you unzip something and the legs come off.
No. Trip out. These pants, it's a brand called U510.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
Or under 5'10, clothes for short men.
Neta.
Yeah,
how tall are you?
How tall
are you?
Yeah, these
you just give me fucking material for no reason, huh?
Yeah, little ass legs.
I have enough, bro.
Bro, because I used to have to buy pants and I'd go to Antonio's right there on 3rd Avenue.
Go ahead.
Baby
and
cat.
Then have her fix my pants.
Go ahead.
Because I couldn't buy off the rack.
Why would
little
you?
Legs. Long back, though.
Long back.
Yeah.
big old sternum.
Big torso.
Big old sternum.
Big torso, dog. So, I promise you. So these, dude, they're 26-inch inseam from the factory, bro.
This is Wayne's World now, and this is Garth. This motherfucker is just promoting everything that comes his way. These U510s are amazing. 5'10", they're stretchy.
Bro.
Yes, they are. They better be stretchy.
And they're good. They're good for podcasts. They're good for the golf course.
Go ahead.
I've worn them on like business meetings. It's stretchy, just solid pants.
You bought them at Costco or what?
No. They have a website. I don't just Google under 5'10 clothing.
But the fun doesn't stop there. The fun doesn't stop there. Local Monday brought us an opportunity to link up with the regional manager of all things Liquid Death.
Yeah, baby.
So now, for all of my thirst-quenching needs, Liquid Death, bro. I fucks with the water, dog.
I drink it from the
water.
Can.
How much water do you drink a day?
Liter?
Tengo una madre de 64 onzas. How much is 64 ounces? Is that a gallon?
I don't know.
Is that a gallon? Can I get... Yeah, I drink a gallon of water a day.
Is that true, Frike?
Yeah. He gave me the thumbs up. Okay. 64 ounces of water a day.
Do you really?
Yeah, dude.
At work. You don't drink coffee?
I drink... Funny you say that, dog. I just found some, like, Cuban jet fuel, some Cuban missile liquid. Say, yeah, what's it called, Barry? Put that shit up there. What was it? Not sponsored.
Not still.
But maybe.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Look at this. Say, I'm at Café Bustelo. Cuban product, dog. I ain't even gonna tell it where I found it. You do your research, find it, Google that shit. But I do 2 ounces of that thing in the morning. And no mames, bro. My teeth are fucking shivering. I go to work early. You know, part of the many things that I do and dad and on the brewery and the bar, I work at UPS. And the UPS are early hours. Certain times of the year, extremely early.
You wear the brown short shorts?
No. I work in the warehouse, fool. I don't like to deal with people. Mm-hmm. I don't like talking to people. This is my therapy. This is where I talk to people. But in real life, I don't like talking to anybody. Yeah. But at UPS, we get up early. We do a lot of work. You know, we do a lot of knuckle dragging work, fool. We're out there, homie. I just realized we're not blue collar though.
You're brown collars.
I don't know what that means. Go ahead.
Ring around the collar. Are the uniforms brown?
Me dijeron que no somos blue collar because we don't build anything. And I'm like, well, that's funny. I'm building a future for my family. Blue collar is fuck. No, I don't know. Are we blue collar?
I think so.
Yeah. Can I get a thumbs up on that? Little
for
Rob,
17 people in the back.
I get some thumbs up. I guess UPS
it's physical labor.
Yeah,
it's hella physical labor, fool. Before I started working there, I've been there now 9 years, going on 10. Going there 9 years, awesome benefits. We've had those guys on the podcast. They came from Georgia. There was like a whole marketing team that came and they did. They followed me for a day. So they started. Remember?
It was like that MTV show Made.
Yeah, well, it was like Cribs, bro. They followed me at UPS in my workstation. I didn't even work in that area. They put me in a busy area. I was like, yo, man, I've been here many years now. I don't work hard. And they threw me in a busy area and they followed me. Blah, blah, blah. So what do you usually do? I was like, I'm here for coffee and benefits, bro.
Post videos talking shit about other employees. Yeah. Right.
So they followed me there. Then they followed me here. We had them on here talking. And I got in a little bit of trouble because it's Teamsters. We went through like a little labor dispute and whatever.
You're
we're
a union
all good.
Guy.
We're all good. Well, I'm a union guy.
All right, good. Man,
so union, homie. Heavy no union. But yeah, they've provided an opportunity for my family to, you know, have health insurance and benefits. Top tier, second to none. You know, and I'm very, very proud and fortunate to be a Teamster. I'm going to be in a golf tournament, dog. This is how Teamster I am. I get invited to golf tournaments now, dog.
They know you can't play?
They know I can't play, but they still invite me. Apparently, I'm the face of UPS South now. If you go to the website, ups.com, and you look shit up about, like, featured stories, my dumbass is on there, dog. Dumbass. Real
Christ,
talk,
dude.
Homie.
Just
real
keep talk. Hyping you up.
I'm saying. I don't know why. I don't know why. So, yeah, they followed me. They came on here. We chopped it up. I used to have a little Lego set of a UPS van.
Why don't you anymore?
Se quebró esa madre, bro. It was during the labor disputes. I had to take a stand. It's like, I'm pro-union. Crack! And I threw it on the floor.
It had an accident.
Yeah, and I couldn't pick it up and put it back together. I took it to my kid, and he made it, but it's in his room now. He's awesome.
Allow it.
Sponsors.
Dude, we're getting through it. We're going to get through this shit.
We're going to get through it. We're going to get efficient with it, bro. We are fucking efficient. Well, we don't want to speed through these things.
No, because we like
some
every
people
sponsor
are just here
we
for
have
money,
is a family member. You can't just write a check and be a part of this.
You can't. Well, you can.
Well, no, you can't.
You can.
But people, it's people we like. People we
Barry, hit me with the newest sponsor that we just got, bro.
Oh, shit, bro.
Newest one. That would be the liquid death.
No, man. The microwave. What are you
these
doing?
Guys, these guys are OGs.
He had one opportunity to shine.
Well, they've been with us for episodes and
now. Using them before they sponsored it doesn't make them a sponsor. Now they're a sponsor.
Look at this, bro.
Oh,
microwave network. There's two tinctures that you get, all right? Adaptogenic morning revitalization formula. I had to take that breath because I got ESL, bro. I speak Spanish first.
I couldn't pronounce any of this shit,
the
dog. There's
sunny
no chance.
Tincture is the one I take in the morning, and you can put that in your Cuban jet fuel espresso. I do 1 milliliter, and it gets me on a sick one, but it gets me through the whole day. The one that I really fucks with is the one at night, dog. The one at night is called Luna, and that one gives me Mimi's time. And when I'm Mimi's time, it gets me – I become player one activated in my dreams. Like, I'm moving in my dreams, doing my thing, bro.
It's so sick, dude.
Are you down or what?
I'm not down to take it right now.
You better be down because it's –
take it right now?
It's no, not right now.
Take it right now.
No,
make your life a dream.
No, BJ's over there.
No, man. So now thank you guys very much for bringing us into the Microwave Network. We'll do you right. We're very proud, and we'll make you proud of us, bro.
Where can people find this?
Where can people? What we need to work on is this. Go to themicrowavenetwork.com. It's on the website. We'll post it up on there so you guys can get access. Yeah? We need to talk to the bigwigs and see if there's some sort of discount for you Emo Brown Social Club members. Make it clack. See if we can get some money back on those purchases right there. But that's just saying, I feel it was time to kind of do a little bit of a backtrack and find out exactly who we are and who we roll with, bro. Look at this.
Small correction. It's microwave.network.
Microwave.network. Sign up for the healing.
You can also find them on Amazon.
Newsletter. Really? All right. Let's go. Look
correct.
At that, bro. You can inject it into your teeth. Apparently, it makes it bigger. That's something you might want to look into, Albert. I don't know.
Teeth, make my teeth bigger?
Yeah.
Do you think, which one of these? I'll chug it right now.
Do you feel that your small teeth are a hindrance in selling real estate, or have they helped?
I get more words out per minute.
I feel
less
that.
Drag.
Go ahead.
No, dude, it's fine. I did a lot of phone calls. There'll be a lot of people, you know, face to face.
Okay. This is an opportunity to thank all of our members. Make sure you get an opportunity to sign up. Go to emobrown.com. Go to follow our links. Get on there and become a member. Because all of the sponsors that we have, potentially, are discounts for you.
Yep.
At Grasshopper, at Tribal, and we have a slew.
At Full Circle.
We have a slew of restaurants, pubs, and bars that support us. Fucking Machete, La Nacional, Balboa, Barrio Dog. They're everywhere, dog. So these are all just by Bottle Rocket. Hello.
Oh,
Three Punk Ales. Do you guys like $5 pints? Do you like $12 crawlers? I'm telling you, man. It was time for us to backtrack and give people an opportunity to realize what you do. Because I get asked a lot. Yeah. Hey, what the fuck does Albert do? I was like, shit. Piss people off, get bad Yelp reviews. What does Barry do, fool? You know, play at the Elwood, go on tour, do his thing. What are you doing? Nothing, dog. So rate, review, subscribe. That's how we want you to think us. Rate, review, like subscribe. That. Do the things on YouTube, on Spotify, on anything. Social media, follow us on Instagram. We do all the things, man.
Blowing up on that TikTok.
TikTok, which one?
We blew up on that TikTok. Now
TikTok's gonna die.
We kind of plateaued.
Well, they're gonna sell it, right? That's the plan. TikTok's being sold.
Okay.
So they had from when they signed that thing, they have 270 days to sell it.
So what do I do with our 48,000 followers on TikTok?
They're gonna sell it, and it's gonna continue on being American owned. That's the only issue, right? It's they have to be American owned. They have to sell from their China overlords.
All right. So that's the thing. It's happening.
Yes.
Biden said, "Sass, boom." I saw Soulja Boy wants to be the owner. He wants to be the new CEO of TikTok.
Soulja Boy? Dude, yeah. Soulja Boy's got a brain for business. That's all I'm saying, bro.
I'm 45 years old next Sunday. I don't know why I'm making Soulja Boy references.
Steve-O de Mayo. Yeah. You're young, dude.
Dude, is 45 young?
No.
No, but that way.
No, it is now. Okay. It used to not be.
All right. Divulge. Go ahead.
Like, I feel like my dad's 45 is way different than your 45. My dad's 45 was like, and mind you, he has.
Your dad had 45 kids, bro.
Yeah, my grandpa.
How many women?
For the 18 kids?
Yeah.
Like 12.
No, mom is
Algo así. Yeah, really? Yeah. I'd have to get the exact number.
But How many of you guys have the same? Is it the same mom?
Three.
Three?
Yeah.
Are you from the biggest segment of the Aguirre family?
In his first legitimate marriage.
Go ahead. Legitimate?
Yeah, they had three more after he got divorced from my mom. Yeah, yeah.
Dog, what's going on?
No, he's chilling, dude.
I feel like this is your therapy. Last time we started talking about this, you kind of got a little teary-eyed.
No, we're good, dude. Nah,
being the 18th, the youngest son.
I'm the fucking prince, dude.
Okay, go ahead. Let's play out. Let's let it play out.
Yeah.
Being that you're the youngest,
mm-hmm.
did he teach you everything that you needed to learn as a son and a dad would? Did you play catch with your dad?
Damn, dog.
What happened?
Damn, dog. Did I tell you that in confidence?
I don't even remember.
I've never learned how to play catch,
your
dog.
Your dad didn't teach you how to play catch?
No, we were a soccer family. We were those type of Mexicans. Mm. We weren't baseball Mexicans. We were soccer Mexicans. So I can play some soccer. I'm over 30 now, so I can join the team. Are we a 17?
Yeah.
Fuck up into that shit.
Lil Rob's here. He's got it.
But I can't catch, and it's fucked because I just got invited to like a softball game. And so like me telling like I have to have a conversation as a grown man, like I don't know how to catch, dog.
Neta?
Damn, dog.
We'll teach you.
Nah,
we'll take you up back.
Hey, fool, are you athletic? Barry, this is for you. Are you athletic?
No.
I'm athletic enough to play with my child.
What?
Yeah. I'm not joining any like men's leagues or anything, but yeah, like I can teach my son how to play catch.
That's it?
Yeah. Dude, we play every day.
Do you skate? Outside. Is there anything athletic?
A skateboard?
Like extreme about you? Do you do any extreme sports?
I don't do anything extreme anymore.
Singing covers.
I put my body through the ringer way too long ago, and now it's good. But I used to skateboard and all that shit, but now I got to protect these. This is the moneymaker right here. I can't fall down and catch myself.
Look at you, bro.
Like, dude, I can't catch. I mean, I want to learn how. And I remember, dude, let me tell you a story. My brother-in-law, bro, my brother Jeremy.
Go ahead.
Dafu bought me a glove one time.
Hmm? You put it on your foot? What did you do?
Nah, bro, like, we went out to the park, bro. We went out to the park a couple times, bro. And I caught like three good balls and shit. And then he was a little drunk and he was like, you know what, bro? Like, let's do this another day. And then they moved to South Carolina and he took it with him.
He took the glove with
him? Yeah, dude. He was like, I'm going to throw it under my mattress. I'm going to throw it under my mattress and like break it in for you and like oil it. Next time you're here, dog, like we're going to work on this shit. Because I had this fucking heart-to-heart with him about it, dog.
Bro, you said I caught three good balls. That's how I know you
really
don't
threw like, we only threw like five. I
caught three good balls.
Did you
balls.
Feel any grounders?
What'd Our terms never used in playing catch or playing baseball. How'd you do today? I caught three good balls.
That's it. No diddy.
No diddy.
We stood like 20, 30 feet away from each other. And I was like, oh, hell yeah, dude.
A glove doesn't make that sound.
Unless it's like covered
the
in
breasts,
goop.
The breast felt like bags of sand.
That's exactly what this feels like, dude. That's exactly
how did it sound when you caught the ball?
It was fucked, bro. But I want to learn now. Is it too late for me to learn?
No, my kids.
I feel like a man who can't drive stick.
Okay. I think even my least athletic kid would run circles around you.
Which one's your least athletic?
Oh, yeah, put that out there.
He's the one I love the most, though.
The littlest one?
Yeah, we just celebrated his 10th birthday, Jackson. He wanted to go to Great Wolf Lodge, so we went up to Great. Fuck, dude. We told him, we're never coming back to Great Wolf Lodge. This is it.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Why did they all wear, like, shirts to swim? Dog, and they're all thin. That's a fat boy thing.
I think it's a confidence thing. There's a lot of weird people up there, fool. Dude, I saw a guy not wearing a shirt with a white power tattoo on his back. I was like, oh, it's like that, homie. Yeah. It was
for real?
For real shit, homie.
Damn.
And that's why I was
like,
wifey and I kind of looked at each other like, I think we're done here. But
that place is expensive, right? Like, I mean, it's
big ups to my mom and dad for paying for this trip. Chicali, they said, hey, mijo. All right. My 10-year-old, what he lacks in athleticism, he makes up in astuteness.
Okay.
He's like, hey, I want to go to Great Wolf Lodge. He's like, you better take that shit to your nana. Take that shit to your grandma, homie. We ain't taking you. He ran straight to my parents and said, I want to go to Great Wolf Lodge for my 10th birthday. And like, mission accomplished. Well, we stayed up there for like 2 nights, hung out. It's fun. It's kind of cool, but we've been there too many times now where it's like, all
right. But they have a bunch of different ones, right?
No,
so you can go try.
I have
like,
no idea.
I think they have.
This one's in Anaheim. It's literally locations. 2 blocks from Disneyland.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, how was that? Did they know like we could just go right down the street to like.
Dude, my kids have been to Disneyland. They understand what Disneyland is. We just choose not to take them anymore. No, Disneyland sucks, fool. Disneyland is not for us.
It's not worth the money anymore.
How much?
Yeah, how much is Disneyland?
Lil Rob, over under. Is it 150 per kid? I know because you have like you're like a dwarf on the seven. What is it? The seven Snow White and seven
dwarfs.
And
we take offense to that word.
It's part of a.
Is that the real word? Actually, I think that's a real word. Never
yeah, mind. It's part of the movie. $200
per kid or per adult?
Neta? Oh shit! See, okay, and that's the thing. We used to have the passes for two of the boys, you know, because the little one was only 4, and I think anything under 4 doesn't pay. No. That's a factual statement. 2, 3, 3, under 4. We'll call it that. As soon as my guy turned the age that you had to pay, we canceled everybody. Well, not everybody. Wifey and I still went. Wifey and I kept it going for like. We kept it going for at least 2 more years. We renewed it 2 years. And then we realized, it's like, this is lame.
I don't understand Disneyland.
Go ahead. What part do you not
understand? Other things that I didn't do as a child. Mm. I didn't learn how to catch. Now I went to Disneyland.
You never went to Disneyland?
Nah.
Bro, well, you have 18 siblings, bro.
We went to Ameca, dog.
What does that mean?
That Ameca, Jalisco.
Oh, Ameca. Oh, there you go.
So we spent the summer out there. Yeah. Shit, you
no
know,
Disneyland.
Las Cañadas.
You've never gone to Disneyland?
Nah.
Still to this day?
No, I've been to Disneyland twice.
Okay.
One of them with, I just saw this full walk in. One was Josue.
All right, cool.
Shout out Sway.
Okay.
And we left early.
Why?
Because it was whack.
Disneyland is an acquired taste, bro.
So people keep going, you got to do it the way that like a Disneyland person does it.
Which is?
Like, I don't know. Apparently there's like a thing, like there's ways to
sneak
do
in
Disneyland
booze.
It's fun. Fabio did his proposal at Disneyland. Oh. A full long ass.
He's that guy.
Like scavenger
hey,
hunt.
He's that guy.
It was elaborate.
Go ahead.
And then like
I saw a video of somebody proposing at Disneyland and the fucking
the guy took the ring.
Usher the took the ring. From yeah, him.
Get the fuck
can't
out
be
this
doing
thing.
That shit here. For what the
nah,
fuck is wrong with
did,
you? This is a Mickey sanctioned
elaborate shit, dog. Like,
really?
That was a thoughtful guy, bro.
Yeah,
yeah. How, good dude, bro.
I'm happy you're with him, bro. Maybe you'll learn a thing or two.
So I'm
the
a
question
guy,
is,
Dick.
The question is, now that you're gonna have a kid, though,
that's Jeanette's like, we have to go.
Does Jeanette go to Disneyland?
No.
Why does your wife hate me, dog?
You're an asshole, but
really
she doesn't hate you, dude. No, Jeanette loves you, bro. She knows.
Did you have to finesse her to get me and wifey an invite to your baby shower?
No.
No? All right, cool. I'm going to go, dog.
Are you?
Oh, I'm going.
Dude, I want to wear boots.
Hey, handle.
She's going to say handle. No, but
I want
to wear
boots. Did you invite
Barry? No.
Good call.
No.
Good call. Good call.
No, fuck that.
Yeah, it's in National City?
It's not.
Ooh, where
it's
is
at
it?
Fabio's house.
Where's Fabio's at? Hey, fool, do you do anything without Fabio?
No, not anymore. That's my heterosexual life mate, dog.
Barry, give me a story about Disneyland, dog. I feel like you've got a story about Disneyland.
I do have a story about Disneyland, and I think I realized after reading this story why you really hate Disneyland.
Go ahead.
I did a little bit of research in here, and I found out that they are banning, well, not really banning, but like
what?
They strongly encourage that you do not wear a specific type of footwear.
Oh, it better not be
at
boots.
At Disneyland or Disney World Epcot, I guess, because a lot of people have been getting their shoes stuck in the escalators that take you through, like the moving sidewalks and shit. And like, here's a little video of someone getting their shoes stuck here. But
what kind of shoe is it? Fool, out with it.
Crocs, baby. They don't want Crocs. They even have little stickers now that show like no Crocs on the escalator.
That wasn't a Croc, though.
That one wasn't. That was a van.
This is in Florida.
Yeah, this is the Disney World
one. They only like one kind of Croc over there.
Yeah, apparently the kind
kids. Oh, yeah, I was going to say that, Barry, but
it happened.
I didn't want to say that.
That happened.
The only kind of Croc, as Barry said, is the ones that eat unattended children.
That happened at a Disney
World. You're a piece of shit.
That's crazy, Doug.
Why?
You know what?
I'm not the one to build a fucking theme park on Crocodile Island.
Last week, we all sent videos in of a Brazilian niece and a Brazilian uncle. And there was a video of her taking her dead uncle to sign a loan agreement for her.
To be fair, he was fresh dead.
Okay, fresh dead.
He was still nimble.
We sent these videos and we're like,
it's still out for debate.
Do the one where it's blurred in the face.
No, we did not. This motherfucker said,
Barry put the one like
rock dog. I put the one you sent in the notes.
I got a call from the CEO of YouTube and he was like, yo, Playboy, we can't show this.
That's how I know you're lying. The CEO of YouTube is a lady.
It is.
Well, she can't say, dude, you can't hear this.
She can't say that.
What's
though.
Her name?
Susan Wachowski.
How do you know that?
It's Barry, homie. They know white people shit, dog.
We don't know that. Producer now, I gotta know my boss, all right?
That's crazy.
You know what other thing I noticed about white people, dog? They get get canceled on this one.
Let me go ahead and put this on camera one.
Anytime I shit on a white guy, I get called racist. But when we shit on each other as Mexicans or, you know, we have black dudes or Asians.
Small teeth.
Yeah, we don't get fucked with. But as soon as I say, oh, look it, this is my homie Ryan from Fallbrook. Oh, you're racist, bro. Unreal.
To be fair.
Go ahead.
He said he grew up on a half an acre with plenty of space to burn crosses. He said it, not us.
He said it, not us, bro.
You know?
We're just here to carry on the conversation and have a good old time.
We're here to allow them to spread their narrative.
I'll never go to Disneyland. If I can't wear Crocs at Disneyland, fool, the fuck?
Well, that's Disney World, so you're still safe, I think.
I'm not going to Florida
It's a safety thing, and I guess they have new kinds of rides that, like the Tron one. I don't know if you know the Tron one. It's like a bike. It's like a motorcycle that you like strap into and takes you super fast. People's shits are just flying off and stopping the tracks.
Yeah. Mine is the Incredicoaster.
Who, Incredicoaster?
That's the only ride I like.
They used to be Screamin' California, right, or whatever.
That's the one with the elevator that went
around. The only one with the loop?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. See, I've done my thing. My kids have gone to Disneyland. I have photos. I've put them up there. They've gone to Disneyland. They don't need to go again,
I don't know.
They don't need to go again.
I know I'm going
to
go. Probably, what's the age? Two?
Two is the cutoff. But you can convince people that your child is two well into it. Like, we took Pete all of three and just told people he was
you
two.
You thieving bastard.
I feel like they need to know what's going on.
Thieving bastards, they can pay $500 for a fucking pass. Fuck them.
They need to appreciate how much money mom and dad are spending on this.
But don't they have like a Southern California thing? Like, you from
they don't
here?
Have, they don't offer it anymore.
No?
No. So we let our shit expire and we try to renew it. And then we're like, no.
And,
we're like,
all right, and they killed off Tony Stark, right?
Yeah. They might bring him back.
Far,
Deadpool might bring him back.
Really?
Yeah. They were talking about Deadpool is going to be like retconning and like changing everything from that didn't work from the last, you know, bunch of movies. They're gonna try and change that, I think.
Oh shit.
What I lack in family time at Disneyland
and empathy.
I have empathy.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mix up in teeth.
I'm empathetic, dog. I'm not sympathetic, I think. I'm one, I'm not the other. But
okay,
I don't know which
we're
one.
Gonna start
but what we don't do in Disneyland, like we made a pact last season for baseball. We made a pact with the kids and wifey and said, hey, we are going to visit every stadium in the majors. I said, not in 1 year, not in 2 years. This is a lifelong project.
How many stadiums are you down?
All of them. No. We're starting fresh.
Oh.
Control, Alt, Delete. All of it, dog. And this old school shit, homie. That, it sounds like when you catch a ball.
It's just a baseball sound.
a universal baseball. So we're doing that, bro. We're going to go. We sat down. And we try to plan it out. I have to go to Oakland this year because they're not going to be in Oakland anymore.
Bro.
And there's only one series where Oakland and the Giants are in town on the same day or on the same fucking series.
Oh, to knock both of them out?
So, yeah, to just get those motherfuckers
out. Those seats are hella cheap. Like, right behind home plate, $50. Like something.
Yeah, but traveling with fucking three kids and a wife on an airplane to get up there ain't cheap.
Drive, dickhead.
Kids love to eat. That's the problem.
Yeah, you gotta feed them. Drive 8 hours. Rent a car. Do you got a rent a car plug or what?
Yeah.
Do you?
Nah.
You don't. Huh?
We'll figure it out.
The flights are cheap. Well, I don't know if they're cheap. It's like 700 and change for all of us round trip.
I feel like you could rent a Sprinter for like 150 a day.
I want to buy a Sprinter.
You should.
Those Mercedes ones look sick, dude. But those are expensive, huh?
Depends.
Go on what?
Like, you, how big?
You're a true Mexican paisa mentality. Because any question I have as it relates to cost or availability of certain shit, you find it for me like that.
I do.
So I do believe in your recommendations. Mercedes-Benz or something akin to that kind of van. Do you have a plug for that?
I have been looking at Chrysler Pacifica Pinnacles is what I want.
Go ahead.
They're fucking sick.
The minivans?
Yeah, with the reclining captain seats in the back.
You're that guy now, bro.
Fuck, dude. You're that guy. Bro, dump it. 24s on it.
Everybody buys a car when they get a kid. We bought a Volvo. Swedish car, homie.
They're good. They're safe.
Also, it's still there. It's still there.
Yeah, you haven't like done shit to it.
Nothing, bro. We've had to do some things. But it's still there. It's efficient. It's economic and it's reliable. It's one of the safest cars apparently in the world.
Yeah,
the brand rather. So we're like, all right, whatever, dog. And you're gonna get a minivan.
This is the dream right here.
Dude, that's the one.
Black on black. Look at the interior.
Murked out.
Look up interior, dog. Look at this shit. Look at this. Yeah, that feels so good. That guy.
Barry, did you get? Oh shit, 40,000. Okay, still reasonable.
Fully loaded, like about 60, dog. But it's, I mean, baller, bro.
What does that mean? Fully
ball. I mean, I'm doing leather captain seats. Look at that shit. I'm doing all the TVs in the back, the microphones to talk to
the kid.
You have
one
in the back
kid,
seat.
Bro.
Yeah, but I have, thanks to my sister moving halfway across the country, she's the only grandchild. Oh shit! Look at that with black wheels.
Oh, right there. That, no. Yes. Yeah. Yo. No. Yeah. No.
See
yes.
me on the block. Never get pulled over.
You're gonna fold in seats. Dude,
you going leather interior?
That's
the pinnacle. That's the pinnacle interior right there with the diamond stitch.
Go ahead.
And the little pillows. Big ass TVs. What up, guys?
Warm seats.
Those interior, dog?
Come on, perro.
Hey, fool.
Stop playing with me.
You better be playing Saul Vieira if you're gonna have that avestruz interior
with
perro.
The automatic side. With the clickers?
We went through the phase of trying to get a minivan, and we quickly realized that's not us yet. But now the kids are heavily involved in, like, athletics and stuff. It might be the move, bro. The Volvo
could be the move. SUV is still good.
The Volvo, yeah, that's
expensive.
Dude, but
that's 45 miles to the gallon in that bad boy.
Well, it's also hybrid, right? Or
you know what I'm saying?
I made wifey a deal. I told wifey, I was like, because she's like, we've got to get an EV. And now, like, she's realized that EVs are shitty for the environment, so now she doesn't want one. But the deal was, because I've always wanted an Escalade, like those new Escalades are the sick-ass ones, fool. And now there's an electric fucking Escalade coming out next year. But that shit's like $140,000, bro.
You own a brewery and a dive bar, you got it,
bro.
Dog.
Look at that thing, fool.
God damn,
that shit. I wouldn't even sit in the front. I would just sit in the back and tell the machine, hey, llévame a Lolitas.
Yo, we have the full auto drive on the Tesla.
Go ahead.
That shit's crazy, dog. Yeah. Like having to turn in traffic to your house, like do all that shit for you.
Do you have to have your hand on the wheel still, though?
Every so often it tells you, like, pull on the steering wheel.
Really?
Yeah, like, why? Hey, you're paying attention. Now, the little camera's looking at you, so if you do this.
See, that's another thing I don't like. What the fuck is looking at me?
All of those.
Elon Musk is watching all of you.
He's breathing hard. He's like, bro,
we were driving por todo Chula Vista. I don't know where we're coming from, but there was like solar panels, and underneath the solar panels are cameras.
There's one on Palomar.
And the kids the kids were like, Dad, what the? Well, they didn't say what the fuck.
Posted a big old post about him.
The kids were like, what is that? And I was like, I don't know. And I'm an asshole. Uh-huh. So I called the Oyos, bro.
Shout out Lieutenant Oyos.
Shout out Lieutenant Oyos, the second highest ranking Mexican in Chula Vista.
I bet the first highest ranking.
Nicer guy than Oyos, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know what the reasoning is for all the cameras. Let's find out. So I called Oyos. And he's like, hey, what's up, man? And I was like, hey, my kids have a question, fool. Like, why the fuck are there so many cameras in Chula Vista? What are you looking for? They're concerned for their privacy. And he was like,
my children are very concerned.
They're fucking worried. And the copper said, he's like, yo, it's to read license plates. They're everywhere. There's 150 of them all throughout Chula Vista, and 100 of them are up and active now. Sus. So for all of you guys riding dirty, Gustavo Gonzalez, make sure you get your priorities in order and pay off whatever you owe.
Because they're watching.
They're watching.
Did we vote on this shit?
Yo.
I feel like it was probably put in. It was put in.
Hold on. While we're on the topic of Oyos.
Go ahead.
I'm sure everybody who's watching this can tell I've gotten much thinner.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So I'm close, dude. I feel like I'm going to win this bet.
Are you really?
I feel like I'm going to.
Talk to me when you're under 200 pounds.
That's tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm under 200. Like, I'm right there, dog. Arre. The threshold.
We're taking the weight at the end of the month.
June 3rd.
Yeah, I'm sorry. At the end of the day, though.
No.
Yes, we are, bitch.
No. Yes, no way, we dude.
I want that afternoon wait.
No.
To recap.
Bring it back. But I want to talk about Oyos.
All right, we'll get there.
All right.
To recap, this svelte young man.
Thanks, boo.
Said he was going to get at 185.
We're
going to
be 185.
185 by the end of May.
By the beginning of June.
No, end of May. Beginning and you know what? At the actual video content that
says
I have,
June 1.
You said May.
I said June 1.
By May.
I said June 1.
How much were you at your heaviest when you made this deal?
I was walking around about 220.
220.
Solid, like a healthy 220.
220. And you right now, right? You said
5'6", 220 pounds.
You're 201.
201 I woke up this morning.
And you've lost 20 pounds since the last? Because that right there, the picture I'm seeing right there.
That wasn't at my heaviest.
No?
No, my heaviest was, I don't know when that picture was taken. But
that was the fight episode.
By the way, we'll talk about unpaid bets right now. that's right. Hey,
have them on.
Just know.
I have the check. Just know. I have the big check.
I've got receipts for all this shit. Anyway, we have until the first week, the first day of June, June 3rd. First Monday of June to get you weighed in.
7:30 in the morning. We're right here.
185.
We're right here at 7:30 in the morning.
We're doing it live on the podcast.
I'm going to do it nude.
Are you really?
I mean, if it depends. We'll see.
I don't know
if
we have the technology to
it's
blur
like
it
Dragon
out,
Ball
bro.
Z, you train with weighted
it's not
clothes.
Much blur.
He couldn't blur out a dead guy.
You sent me the Brazilian video,
bro. This fucking guy's not going to be able to handle that shit, bro.
Buck 85.
I believe in truth.
I'm going to walk in here. I might have to sit in the sauna all night. I'm going to do the...
Ryan Garcia couldn't make weight. You think you're going to fucking make weight?
There's too many people in here. There's too many fucking people in here now, dog. We got to start cutting this shit down. This is a goddamn gallery back there.
Net that real shit.
Okay, so I'm going to hit the 185. I feel like I am.
Go ahead.
And I was talking to Lieutenant Oyos, and I go, dude, yeah, I feel pretty good.
What do you owe? Let's not fucking go over that.
So I'm excited about our bet, and it's BJ and yourself are going to pay me $100 each because I lost the weight.
Okay.
Right?
I look forward to that.
So Oyos goes, Steve doesn't pay bets.
Go ahead.
It's been... And I don't know how long it's been, but
I don't
he said
pay
it's
bets
been
to
years.
Coppers. I don't pay bets to coppers. That's it. That's my statement.
Damn. That's where you're going to.
And that's where I stopped it. And that's where I killed that little fucking, your little attack
so
on me.
So David Oyos is still owed a round of golf at Torrey Pines because he lost. I don't even want to say what the bet was. But
what was the bet?
Go ahead.
Wait, what time?
Our last majorial race.
Oh, yeah. we backed the wrong horse.
Don't we know it? I'm going to have to leave the country over that shit.
Mark Abinajar, wherever you are, just know because of you and your failed efforts to become mayor of my fair city, I have to go take a copper and play golf with him at Torrey Pines.
It was a full foursome, so I'm part of that as
Gus
well.
Gus is part of it, too.
Yeah, so it's us four.
Yeah.
And so he's like, that money should be held in escrow. Third-party person. Somebody should hold that money because otherwise you're liable to just be like, nah, I'm not going to fucking pay you, dog.
I'm going to pass by every fucking camera that's on there and just flip it off, fool. That's my
He's
little
watching. I think it's him.
He's watching it
it's
right now.
It's in his office.
These fucking Garcia kids, they're menaces.
There they go again.
Look at them in that van. They're
just holding your golf clubs out your window. Never again. Shit.
No, you know what? I need to set it up.
So let's figure out escrow.
Because for my birthday, which is this Sunday.
Steve with a Mayo.
45. It's a big number, dog.
I mean, it's going to be a late start that Monday.
We're going on Friday. I want to go on Friday. I want to go golfing. And I want to invite my friends. So, Gus, I'd like you to come golf with me on Friday.
What are you guys playing?
Probably Bonita, fool.
You're never going to finish, dog.
No, there's
Let's
no rush.
Play somewhere else. Who else are you trying to invite? Let me see. Before.
I don't want to do shit for my birthday. And I don't know if that comes with age. I don't want to do anything. I want to go have a nice meal with my people.
Where? Costa Brava?
Yeah. Costa Brava fucks, bro. That's my place.
Costa Brava fucks.
That's my place, bro. You wouldn't understand.
What do you order?
We ordered the paella and a shit ton of tapas and gallons of sangria, bro.
Do they serve calimochas too?
Yeah, everything you want.
Neta.
Así es pelado. If your wife liked us, you would be invited to go. But since your wife does not like me.
My wife is a big fan of Crystal. So Gus is in.
Meth?
Wait a minute. All
right. That escalated quickly.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. So Gus is playing. Who else?
I haven't invited anybody. All I don't right, even
so let's find a fourth.
Go ahead.
Nobody in this room because there's been a lot of fucking giggles back there.
If I was
going
to golf with somebody, probably be Barry, but I don't think Barry can golf Friday in the morning.
And I'm not taking him to the club. So
or my cousin Edwin
in the morning though.
Whenever, dog.
Can we're adults. Like, can we just... do like 2:30?
Oh, right when I said we're adults and we can do whatever the fuck we want.
I have a town hall on Friday.
What does that mean?
It's like a quarterly meeting
for
my broker. Neither here nor there, motherfucker. Yes or no? Can we do 2:30?
I'm in.
Yeah.
All right. We have to wear a tucked in shirt and all that shit, right?
Mm-hmm. No smoking on the course.
You can smoke on the course.
Can you smoke on the course?
Yeah.
Meth?
Shit. The Aguirre drug of choice, apparently.
Yeah, my wife is a big fan of yours.
How'd I get invited to the baby shower, dog?
Dude, we like you.
That's right.
All
right. Because I'm funny.
All right. So who's going to hold the money in escrow? Stop fucking avoiding the question, dog.
Lil Rob. Because fucking the bakery doesn't open till like noon. So
I don't know him like
he's
that,
good
dog.
With money before noon.
Is he fat? Lil Rob, let me see.
All right, nah, come sit down.
Smaller than me. That's fucking crazy.
This motherfucker's been closing his rings every day.
You get solid on that shit?
Yeah. It's called, what is it called?
Commitment.
Thank you. All those things that I'm afraid of. Accountability, commitment. We talk shit to each other, bro. I got sick a couple of weeks ago. I had a fucking bad cold or whatever.
No, you were here getting everybody else fucking infected. Well,
and then I just didn't wear it for that week, so now I'm back on it. But I was at 50-something days, and this motherfucker's like at 100-something days already.
Yeah,
he's still short. That don't
help. Golf Friday?
Go ahead.
Then when are you going to dinner?
I don't think I'm at liberty to tell you that part.
What time?
Why?
Are you picking me up? Or
for what?
Am I meeting you there?
Where?
Am I not invited to dinner?
You want to go to dinner?
Nah.
Let's go. Costa Brava.
Neta?
Yeah. Barry, you in?
Costa Brava? Let's
yeah.
go.
He just says yeah. This motherfucker says yeah to everything, but then, hey, dog, I can't.
When's the last time I did that? When's the last time I backed out?
You haven't backed out yet. So yeah,
I was at boxing.
My birthday. How was boxing?
It was great.
I didn't go.
I know.
I was at Little League.
It was me.
On Thursday or on Monday? Thursday.
Chicle. That was it. That's all we needed. It was good.
Was it good?
Did you do good?
We had fun.
Yeah? Getting it in.
It was tough. It was tough.
Why?
It's been, what, 2 months since we've been? A month and a half?
Yeah, because you guys didn't go on Monday. I showed up.
No, bitch.
I didn't see you guys out there, so I left.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, wait, I was there. It's down the street from me, dog.
For all you watching, follow Albert on Instagram at El Albert. And it's funny because we need to document his daughter's like growth inside of the belly. Because apparently this young lady eats all the time. Because anytime this motherfucker goes out to eat, oh, my daughter's hungry. We need tacos del gordo. Oh, my daughter's hungry.
She wants a tomahawk steak.
What
do you want me to do?
She's got fancy tastes.
What do you want me to do? You know, I'm a pleaser.
Yes. Yes, you are, fool. As it relates to boxing,
dude,
I need to get back there routinely.
We missed
consecutively. Of course.
Nobody cares about your boxing, bro. You know what we care about?
Go ahead.
It's fucking Mike Tyson's boxing.
Oh,
we
shit.
We do care about that.
What's happening?
Yo, they announced it's actually a pro fight.
Pro fight.
So everybody thought
what does that mean?
An exhibition, right? Like, wasn't going to count against records.
Okay.
They were going to go out there, maybe headgears, fucking slap each other, get a 50 mil dip, right? Nah, these motherfuckers, it's going to count against a record. It is 8 rounds, 2 minutes, though.
8 rounds, 2 minute rounds. What does that mean?
It means
10 rounds is a championship fight. Yeah, it's so not a championship fight. But
I guess it'd be a tune up.
2 minutes.
This camera makes me look fat.
No, bro. You make the camera look small. Go ahead.
So, 8 rounds, 2 minutes, 14 ounce gloves.
What do we use at boxing? We use 16 ounce gloves.
Gus, is that heavy?
Yeah, for boxing, Gus doesn't know about boxing. If you want to talk about jujitsu or getting thumbed in your butt, Gus is your guy.
Dude, we should have that picture on standby.
We have that video somewhere. I have it somewhere. 14-ounce gloves is big.
It's but okay.
big. But it's what, Mike Tyson, bro. You can put a pillow on Mike Tyson and fucking knock you out.
Yo,
dog.
Mike Tyson looks good, bro.
But he's 58.
But he looks good.
But he's 58.
And he's a killer, dude.
I wouldn't go in the ring with him.
He's a fucking killer.
But he's 58. If this fight goes more than 3 rounds... Valió pito.
I would take a second bet on that. I would bet
you?
Against. I'd say
I'm with Tyson.
Okay.
I just want that shit to end early.
Why?
So if Tyson can fuck him up, dog. Who's he fighting? One of the Paul brothers. Paul brother?
Jake. Is that the wrestling one? No,
no, that's
the
Logan.
Wrestling one.
Is this the one who made fun of people committing suicide in a Japanese forest?
I believe.
Nice.
We don't like that guy.
Oh, no, fuck that guy. I mean.
As well. That was when they were like doing shit together. They were like, because they're big YouTubers.
Are they beefing?
They were Disney Channel kids, and then they became YouTubers and like got big on Vine, I think. And then it was just like,
sound like
quick
a big fat,
viral
bro.
Fucking.
Yeah, it was.
Sound like a big fat.
When you
diet.
Work on the internet, you got to know the
yeah.
internet. So they like had to create a lot of quick like viral shit. And they went to Japan, found this like suicide forest for people. Unfortunately,
like legitimately.
Kill themselves.
Yeah.
And they fucking filmed
that's nice that they
a real
it.
Body and like put it out there. And they're just being assholes in the fucking
time
Japanese
out.
Culture.
That might be a white people thing. Because you put a dead body out there just last
Maybe
week.
Maybe they have a Mexican producer who sends them that shit.
Bro.
That was that literally just happened.
That's just, can you imagine? You want to run this?
He put a body that's no longer living. Bro, you did the same shit.
Last week.
For your request.
That
I said no.
Crazy.
I said,
so wait,
bro.
What Paul is he fighting then?
The big one.
The one that's Dylan Dallas.
Brother.
What's his name?
Dylan. Sway.
Dylan Danis. Dylan Danis got in trouble for making fun of one of the Paul brothers for because he got in a fight with them.
You know, the Paul.
Watch your mouth. Is all I'm going
to
tell you.
I'm trying to
don't
do
let
this.
Them little teeth get you in trouble.
Paul's lovely lady
go ahead
sued him because he pulled receipts of her philandering escapades in the past.
But what does it matter?
I don't care.
No?
You know?
If somebody brought your lady's receipts before she met you.
I saw the receipts before I purchased it. Yeah, I wanted to know the history. I pulled the Carfax.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice, me too. We all do.
I think we should.
Yeah.
But hers was elaborate. Rental car, that type of stuff. It's like a fleet vehicle. You know, like a fleet vehicle you see and you're like, ah.
She was an Uber driver.
You're like, ah, this thing, you know, it was maintained, but, you know, heavy miles.
So careful.
That's what I'm saying.
That's who he's fighting.
Great. No. He's fighting the other one,
I'm
right?
confused. How many fucking Paul brothers are there?
Two, I think.
Yeah.
And a dad.
And a dad. Oh, the dad gets involved?
Dad gets involved, I guess.
Boxing dads tend to get involved.
Why do that?
I don't know.
You see, what's the guy that just fought Ryan Garcia? His dad is all mad.
Haney.
At. Yeah.
El papá del Haney.
Because Ryan was asking him to stop it.
Yeah.
Because there was nothing behind the eyes. And he was like, dude, I'm hurting your kid. And he didn't stop it.
He was looking at him, like, throwing the towel, fool.
Come on, bro. Like, look, I'm fucking up your kid.
My bella, dog. My bella. Hey, yo. I know why you like King Ryan Garcia now.
Do you know why I like King
I
Ryan
do,
Garcia?
Bro. Where? I do know why.
Elaborate?
Because he's a fucking Trump supporter, dog.
Who's a Trump supporter? First
Ryan
of all,
Garcia.
I'm not going to talk
Ryan
politics
Garcia.
With you.
Why not? You're my political correspondent on here, Playboy.
But I will say.
Go, here we go.
Why do you start a Trump voice? Why do you immediately go, I will say.
I will the say views that, expressed first, by first, Big Gums, Little Teeth, do not necessarily represent the
I
evil
the
rest of the podcast
teeth,
as a whole. The great, but they definitely represent my short, stout, jovial friend.
Jovial?
That's happy Neil. And round.
Like a little gnome.
Jovial, all right. Joe Biden is, and I'm not saying this.
Oh,
the stats
my bad.
Are saying this.
AI apparently
the
has taken
least,
over the fucking...
The least popular president in the last 70 years. So I'm not a Trump supporter per se on camera.
Per se? What does that mean?
Right? On camera.
On camera. Like, I'm not going to, you know, express my political views, but 30%
here we go.
Of people support Joe Biden. The rest are like, dude, bring Theo Trump.
No, we're not.
Oh, you're...
I can support neither of them.
I could. You could.
Vote third party.
You'd go,
That's a wasted vote, bro.
Bobby Kennedy?
Okay. That's a wasted vote.
You could do
vote.
What I do. Yeah.
Not vote?
What? Rub fucking
right Steve
Miracle
Garcia.
Whip on your hands?
Steve Garcia is always my vote.
Oh, yeah.
If I vote a vote for people, it's you.
There
Steve
it is,
Garcia.
Brother.
Nobody better than your job. You'd run this place tight, I think.
Chula Vista? I would never run for anything, dog. I can't run. I'm worse than you.
Got bad knees.
I got bad knees, bro. I can't run, dog. I can't. I'm a light jogger. I'm a light jogger. Tell us more about your love for Trump, though. Because Ryan Garcia was over there showing the speed of his hands. In
shadow
a,
boxing. Look good. A4. Look tight.
He
solid.
Was like, hey, Mexican. Do the Trump thing. But say, hey, Mexican, dance for me. Dude, say it. Handle.
I don't know. I don't
come on,
do
you like you practice in the mirror. Yeah. Come on.
I don't like. I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm not sure where this is coming from.
Mm.
He's using his hands.
There's
look.
No statement. There's no statements. there's no statements of.
If you were a Trump supporter, would that help or hinder your fucking real estate selling abilities?
I'm not sure.
No?
Because I don't get into politics. Them, honestly, I'm into, like, I'm not a big fan of the Fed right now, right? Because I want rates to be lower so more people can achieve their financial goals. Mm. But outside of that, I one foot in front of the other, just looking forward to being a father.
True or false, you are the representative for the South Bay of Latinos for Trump.
False. I had to think about it for a second.
Bitch, I almost got you on that one. That leads me to think you have a medium-sized shirt of a Latinos for Trump at your house,
This
bro.
Is All Saints. They run small.
Oh, man.
I don't know if it is or not. I think
Look, Second Amendment is the only thing I like. I feel like everybody should be armed. But I saw an article. Of a fucking flame-throwing dog. Like a dog that's an AI, like some sort of... Barry, show me the clip. Look at this thing, dog.
Oh, there gonna be dead bodies in this one too. Dog. Should I fucking pre-screen these from now on?
I don't know, bro. It's on CBS News.
I know what you like.
Leave it on that. For less than $10,000, you can buy this robot dog with a flamethrower attached.
When they say less than $10,000, that's $9,999.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Got it. Sorry.
When you say I'm under 200 pounds, it's 199.99
right
pounds.
That's crazy.
Like that's the exact dog.
That dog looks menacing, fool. Look at that. She looks like Terminator,
too. Oh, it's a dog. He's cute.
What's the battery life on
that? I think he's going to jump right now. Like, he does some shit where he, like, oh, you wait, no mamas.
Fuck that.
You don't need a gun if you have a flame-throwing dog.
It'd be a lot less scary if they gave it a tail that wagged.
Over under in the first month of this being available to the U.S. public.
This is never going to be available to the U.S. public.
Bro, it's happening. According to the Ohio-based company that sells them, the flamethrower can send streams of fire up to 30 feet with a push of a button. And look at that. It jumps, bro. It fucking jumps.
I don't like the way
it jumps. That jump was pretty cute, though.
I don't like the way it jumps, dude. I don't like it.
You wouldn't buy? Would you buy one?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Okay, so I put that poll out there out of, like, you know, it was like a 70-30 split, would not buy it.
70% would not buy it?
Yeah.
Who doesn't want a flamethrowing dog?
The I don't want one.
That's like sharks with laser beams on their heads.
Well, I barely like my dog. If he fucking threw flames at me, that'd even worse.
This dog's not going to shit on the carpet.
That's true. Your dog, he'll just burn the whole fucking house down. No, mamas. You would buy this.
Yeah, fuck. Why? Yeah, dude, remember when Elon made a shit ton of money?
On the flamethrower.
On the flamethrower?
Mm. It's Elon, just cool to have. Big Elon supporter too, huh?
Go ahead. He's a big fan of, you know, our First Amendment rights. What the fuck was I saying?
Some fucking
good guy, that guy. No, dude, the flamethrower, he's so
right wing fucking
good guy, that guy, dude.
Conservative fucking
as
fodder.
I saw on Fox News, these dogs are these dogs are great dogs.
No, they're what called the true O-N-N. True America.
O-N-N, dude. O-N-N, O-N-N, dude. Lily Fifield.
What the fuck?
Lily Fifield, she's a
yo, look at them big old gums get all happy.
I just like the truth.
Yeah. We like supporting Starbucks. I love you. We're all local support here, and you rolling with your Starbucks.
Can I say something, though?
Say it.
And I, Ron Ritchie, shout out.
Shout out, Grasshopper.
Shout out.
Ground. What? I'm forgetting the name right now, dog. Grindhouse.
I'm like, what are you saying right now? Shit. Shout out, Ron Ritchie. Big fan.
Big fan. Felicidades on your new welcoming your child to the world.
Yeah. No drive through though.
It's on Third Avenue. Bro, hey, you fucking bougie.
I was late to this, motherfucker.
Go ahead.
I was late to this.
Because you were in Starbucks line.
Well, I needed to grab something.
7-Eleven's there if you want to support big.
We got plenty of liquid death. Green tea will wake you up. We got the microwave.
Does it
wake
taste
you up.
Yucky, though?
Green tea?
Yeah, the I don't know. I haven't tried it. I like
Our official political correspondent now. You've become... Gus, what's that guy who has a podcast, that little angry conservative guy?
Why is he going to be little and angry, dog? Well,
fuck it.
The fuck?
If the shoe fits.
I fit a box.
Is that awesome breaking points?
Man, I don't know, bro. Good, good, good. Hey, I'm a fan of you.
I'm a fan of you.
Is but this a moment? I feel like you're getting comfortable on the podcast, which I like. I enjoy this. It makes me happy that the people out there get to see me fuck with you and you return serve.
I heard people were talking shit about me on
the
DMs.
Yeah. Okay, so we put out that the
reel. I said you were a fan of the truth.
Well, I want to know who it is.
The Truth Network. Hey. I put out the reel.
Uh-huh.
People loved it. It was awesome because it was a genuine moment of you and I, how we started this relationship of ours over 10 years ago. Me fucking with you and you fucking with me.
I've never fucked with you.
Somebody called you dolphin teeth and I kind of got upset. Yeah?
That's fair.
Yeah?
Yeah, I could see that.
All right.
I could see, like, I always want, when we were going to make that beer, that was going to be the logo.
Go ahead. Tell it the name of the beer is?
It's Big Bite.
Small teeth, big bite.
Yeah. It was good. We need less people in this fucking room. I'm telling you right now, there's a gallery in here and I don't like it, dude. Man.
Small, hey, we need that beer though. That beer.
What was it? Was it going to be a session IPA?
It was going to be a session IPA.
Yeah, dude, bring that back.
Yeah.
Big Bite. With a little cartoon. Fucking Miguel from Machete. His girlfriend was going to draw it.
All right, we're in, bro. Say less, man.
You're going to make that thing?
Yes, we can do that.
All right.
There it is. See?
All right.
I just want people to know that we're nice to each other. I feel people, like your wife, think that I hate you. I don't hate you.
I don't think my wife hates you.
No?
No.
It's like a can on the floor. I see it. I want to kick it.
You're just very mean.
Like, I hang out with you. I see it. It's like, oh, let me poke at him a little bit. Let me.
You and you said it in that clip. Go ahead. You think I'm too cocky, and I don't know where you get that from. I'm the nicest guy. I'm the nicest guy.
You can be nice and cocky.
I'm the nicest guy, dude. What am I cocky about? Look at me. Chain tucked. You know what I'm saying?
Ankles showing.
That's what we're talking about.
Ankles showing. Hey, those are nice shoes. Those are nice shoes.
These are nice shoes. Bacon Air Max 90s.
You can't even get away from the jokes write themselves, bro. Bacon Air Maxes, bro. Look at you and you 5'10.
Sizzling reel coming from this
and my under 5'10 pants. They're bunched up. Content.
Big fan of you, bro. I love you very much. So tell us a little story. What else you got? Anything else, Barry?
I got anything else? Yeah, I got something else. I always got something. Do you guys remember that they increased the workers' wages for fast food places?
Okay. And $20 an hour?
We tried to tell you.
They were worried that it was going to...
We tried to tell you what would happen.
No, raise all the prices in the fast food, and that's basically what's happening. So already in California, a lot of chains are complaining that the prices are going up.
Foster's, what's that?
And,
where's Lemoore, California?
Lemoore.
Is it Lemoore?
Show a little class,
I think
bro.
It's close to L.A. If I had to guess,
but Chipotle.
They said that like a lot of prices are going up like 6-7% already, and it keeps raising. But my little conspiracy brain read this article and thought, I can remember when there was a dollar menu, an actual dollar menu at Taco Bell, like everywhere.
You could still McDonald's. Get some stuff close to a dollar.
Nothing is a dollar. Nothing is 99 cents. Everything's a value meal now. Like there's not even a 99 cent store anymore.
7-Eleven could do 99 cent food,
but they don't. But they. The shit has, like, increasingly been getting more and more
this
expensive.
This bothers
and
you, Barry. I see it on your face.
Yeah, because people are now blaming it on these workers making more money. Like, see, we pay you $20 and now you have to fucking pay $10 for a hamburger. But we've already been doing that. So they're trying to put it on the employees when really these companies don't have to raise the prices.
Barry is a man of the people, bro. Barry is a man of the people.
Yeah, I'm a man of the people. Always.
I don't
want to
continue this narrative that I'm this conservative, you know, right-winger.
Put yourself in this corner.
Put it on the Trump camp?
But
Trump camp.
It's basic economics, dog.
All right.
You know, if the bottom line of a business goes up, they're, you know, the price of whatever they sell has to go up to be able. It's a
for sure.
Profit
everybody's
business.
Making. Everybody's trying to make that money. But
having
like,
said that, when did those jobs become careers? When did that not become a like a stepping stone for them to learn a skill?
When the population shot up like crazy.
See what happens?
I'm not doing this.
See
shit
what happens,
with you guys.
Bro? But it's the truth. Like, when did I? If you worked at Jack in the Box, it used to be like, oh, I'm gonna work here a couple of years. I'm gonna get good at getting somewhere on time. I'm gonna, you know, learn some responsibility. And then I'm either gonna finish school or I'm gonna go wherever I'm gonna do next and whatever.
People would say the same thing about UPS, though.
Oh, I don't know why you brought me into this.
I'm just saying, dude, because you have a good
you, bro.
Because he's over here implying that the only jobs that should be high paid.
There's no need to bring me into this, bro.
You can go into any trade right now, and this has been the case for decades, and make a good living wage, but people don't want to do those jobs.
Don't look at me, bitch. You're on your own in this one.
But when there's a surplus of tradesmen, then that shit's going to go down. Yeah. You know? Like, there's just so many people and so many moving pieces that it's like, yeah, we should just worry more about taking care of each other and not really lining each other's fucking pockets.
Look at Barry, dog. Shit,
first
homie.
Of all.
You eat at Taco Bell, homie.
Not after this fucking.
Not anymore?
That shit, nah.
Where are you going to eat now?
I'm going to be the Kid Rock of fast food, dude.
You're going to shoot fucking Bud shoot Light cans?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm getting priced out of fucking fast food. That's scary.
Wait, did you just compare yourself to Kid Rock?
Yeah. The Kid Rock of fast food. Yeah, I'm gonna start the boycott.
That's worse to call yourself Trump.
Oh man.
I don't know. I'm just worried that like this is gonna come down to the corporations and stuff going like, hey man, it's your fucking fault, people.
I go eat tortas at fucking Frutas on Broadway next to Discount Tire.
There's still a lot of local places you can
It's still expensive.
Support local.
It's still expensive. Everything is expensive.
If we don't catch this shit and nip it in the bud, it's just a slippery slope. That's
we raised the prices by a dollar at the Elwood. God. You'd think we'd fucking did the worst thing possible. That part is legit. It's basic economics.
I was going to ask, why did you have to raise
it? The cost of making beer for the brewery has gone up significantly. Grain. All the raw materials. The grain. The hop. The yeast.
What about
the water.
Not raw materials. Your cost of, like, you take shifts not because you
want to
be behind
the bar. I take shifts. Because we have to bring the overhead down.
It's a cost savings
measure. And I love serving beer to people like Rob.
Me too. Let me come back, dude.
No, okay. You're bad. Hey, bro, you're bad for business right now. I can't. I don't know. I don't understand why Fabio keeps you on, dog. We might have room for a new sponsor now after this. No cierto, bro. You're killing it.
I don't like that they're replacing people with robots, though.
Why?
Although, dude, yo.
Flamethrowing robots.
The Carl's Jr. Yo, the Carl's Jr. AI? Bomb.
And they're
going
to start
right.
putting celebrity voices
every
on those,
time. Really?
Yeah.
Who would you want to take your calls?
Morgan
Jr.
Freeman would be awesome, but it'd be a really
too
long
slow.
Order.
Yeah, too slow. It's good. Go up there. Hey, let me get a bacon western. And it gets it, bro.
Neta.
Yeah, and then you're like, hey, let me make this change. Let me make it. Boom, 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 boom. And it does it, dog.
Really?
Let me do fucking Fanta Orange, no ice.
You do a lot of fast food. You're not going
to
win this bet.
I used
you're
to.
You're not
going to.
Oh, that little sniffle tells me your little secret weapon on how you're going to lose the weight. Interesting.
Jesus Christ.
Interesting. We're going to make this
dude.
Cocksucker piss in a cup
fuck
before.
Fuck that.
The way it had a drug
cup.
Test?
I'll piss
fucked
in
up.
A cup. I'm saying fuck that. Like, this is getting this. Is this
you're going to lose.
This is a fucking.
I want you to win.
This is tarnishing my reputation.
I want you. You do it yourself.
That's fair. I used to have a clean cut reputation on the block. Everybody knew it, dude, that I was a good kid. And I still am.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Cool.
I am looking for an athlete. Two or three. Because we're going to do.
Look here.
We're doing OTL.
No glove. I can catch without a glove.
Can you throw it?
Yeah. Does it sound like this?
We've had OTL teams for Emo Brown and for 3Punk for the last 3-4 years,
I think.
Let
me play with
you,
dog.
And they suck, bro.
Hey, let me play with you, perro.
No.
Let me play with you, dog.
Nel.
Don't let me beg. Don't make me beg on camera, bro.
Kiki, Kevin, and somebody else
Kiki's
are doing.
Kiki's an athlete?
Yeah, bro.
He can fight. That's different, bro. You're not going to let me play with you?
No, you're not
let
playing.
Let me play, bro.
No, fool.
Let me play, bro.
No.
Please?
You sponsoring the team?
No.
Steve, you make people cry on the baseball team.
Play,
remember
bro.
That shit?
Huh?
Remember, we used to make people cry.
Bro, you don't want me, you don't want to be on my team. Like, there's people.
I can catch without a glove.
Yeah,
I just don't understand the motion yet.
That's okay. We'll work on that.
That's what I'm saying, bro. But
we used to have a softball team, right? Little Rob ran the softball team, and we had like 20 something players when we started. We had too many fucking players, and then after about 2 weeks, it went down to like 8 players. We were shitting on everybody. That motherfuckers would just stop showing up.
Dude. I like that.
There was one dude. I'm not gonna say his name. El Profe.
Yeah, Profe. Shout out. Big shout out.
His kids are awesome at baseball. I'm like, they must have got it from his mom, bro, because these...
Duffel can't play?
Profe can't play for shit, homie.
Damn, dog.
I know.
It's so, sad,
I saw him getting lectured one time, like, after the game. Like, hey, why you let him talk shit to you like that? No, you're better than that. And he never showed up again.
Dude, the wives?
Yeah, I know. I didn't say it was wife.
You said that.
Good for the kids. Gus stopped showing up, bro.
Gus stopped showing up,
Gus,
you can't catch either?
Gus, they used to call him Tiny Dancer in the outfield because there was no John? Dude, because the ball was coming, he'd be like, "Tiny Dancer, something in the wind," like that. Dog.
That is not.
Oh, Elton John. Close.
That's the Tiny Dancer. That's you watched guy. Almost Famous. You remember? Yeah,
but the Gus, we lost a lot of people in that league. I talked a lot of shit to a lot of.
Did you even make it to the end of the season with
the
full team? The
nurse. Who else did we lose? El Pinche, the electrician. We lost him. Dude, we lost a lot of people.
And I talk shit because I was OTO. Good. I feel like I can play OTO.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I want to win, bro. Dude. I want to win. I'll put you in as the fourth, like a reserve. Like, we're up, and then, all right, send in the GIMP.
Fuck.
You got to wear the GIMP outfit, though.
Take me a second.
Fuck that. Two other people want to play. How many? It's three people?
I'll take four total. Three, including myself. So I need three players. Three players out there. Yeah?
Fuck. All right, whatever. We'll talk about it.
What else you got, Barry? Because I'm pretty much wrapped up on this one. I talked a lot of shit.
Well, I'm going to end on something happy.
Then. Oh,
yeah.
I had a fucking fantastic week. Thank you for asking. And the best part, I believe, in my opinion, was going on a hike with Pete. Have you taken your kids on a hike yet?
I've not taken Pete on a hike, no.
Not my kids, weird. Your kids.
Oh.
we took him out, just a quick, easy one. Like, if you want to take your kids on a nice, easy hike, there's that campground in Bonita called Sweetwater.
The KOA one?
No, it's just Sweetwater Regional Campground.
KOA.
You can go park there. No, it's not KOA.
It's not KOA, you know, that's Sweetwater.
He's yeah. talking shit.
This man knows Bonita, okay. You can park there for free and do the hike or whatever, and there's like a playground for the kids and everything. So I took Pete out there just to like wind him down one day, and it was really awesome because he normally doesn't like to do like the hiking stuff, but I took him out there, and it was a nice easy one, so it wasn't hard. He got to hang out with my friend and his dogs, and then we took him out playing with a little kite.
I feel like you think by showing your kid, I'm not gonna shit on you anymore.
You shit on me and my kid.
I'm telling you, it's coming. I see some things percolating.
The kids,
the shit is percolating.
I think it's important that you guys take your kids out. And this is an easy, cheap way to do it. Anybody out there that, you know, is looking for something to do with your kids, Sweetwater Regional Park. It's a great hike. They got a good playground. You fly a kite. Come on.
Hey, you're too positive today, fool. Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Say something mean to me.
Yeah,
though.
You already compared yourself to Kid Rock, though.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm coming in normal.
Anti-transgender? Is that what's going on here?
Jesus,
is that what you're doing?
Christ.
Fucking, I got Donald Trump on the podcast. I got fucking Kid Rock on the podcast. Losing rights left and right.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
We got a busy day today, so let's wrap this bad boy up. Make sure you go check out the new episode of Local Love Monday with el compa Sebas from SDFC, the SVP of all things SDFC. We'll put up some more reels. What do you got going on, Albert?
This week?
Anything.
If you're looking to buy or sell real estate, give me a call.
Where can people follow you?
At fullcircle.sd and at LAlbert. Two different vibes on those pages. Go nonetheless, ahead. Just follow them both.
If you like guns and gut shots, go
over at El Albert. Huh?
Did you mention something about a tattoo and some gun?
Tell me.
Let me hear that.
So you know how like Tyson stacked? That's what I used to look like before I got fat.
Go ahead.
So I used to have the deep V's when I started dating my wife.
Now you just wear V-cut shirts.
Shut up. No, never. Just crew cut.
More of a U.
And I remember when I first started dating her, I was like, hey, I'm going to go get a tattoo. And I told her I was going to get two Glock 17s tattooed in the deep V's. Because I thought I was a fucking heart, dude. Like, look at my Glocks, homie. And not 6 months ago, bro.
Bitch, I'm going to let you finish, but go ahead.
I walked out of the shower. And I walk around nude, you know, she's my wife. And so I walk past her, dude. And she's on her phone like this. And she just took a glance up. And then she goes, oh, my God, babe. Imagine if you would have got the guns tattooed. They'd be concealed now.
Damn,
and then went right back
she's funny.
Back to that shit,
hey, I'm going
dog.
To this baby shower, fool.
Yeah.
I'm going to
yeah,
this
dog.
Baby
it's going to be tight, dog. Yeah, that shit was fucking crazy,
when's
man.
The baby shower?
Fuck, it's in June.
It's in June.
You have an invite, dog. Right. So, hey, did you RSVP? All right, good.
We have to RSVP for these
things? You fucking better, dude.
I fucked up and I never RSVP'd for Julio's.
And then there was no seat for you.
And then I didn't go.
Oh, well, then that's good.
So now what do I got to do? I got to get like a good gift.
For him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. What does he need?
I don't know.
But I'm like the most expensive thing on his registry.
Julio's very responsible. He's probably my... He reminds me a lot of Fez from that 70s show.
I didn't know he spoke English. And apparently his fool runs a bank.
Yeah, and now he's a legal citizen of this country.
No way.
Now all of a sudden you got excited.
Good.
Look at you.
As long as they go the right path.
You,
as long as
they do the right path. You're falling down all the wrong tracks, bro. Barry, where can people follow you?
You can follow me at cvbj.music. That's where you'll find all the information for anything that I want you to know what I'm doing.
Nice.
Other than that, if you already have me on the Instagram, you're lucky because I'm going to delete that one soon anyway.
You keep saying that, but why would you delete it?
Because it's just more of the hub at this point.
InstaBeach?
Like, yeah, the InstaBeach one. Because
that's the one you're deleting?
Yeah. It got flagged for some shit, and then I can't...
Weird.
I can't promote anything anymore. I can't pay promotions. I can't do anything like that.
So, no?
Yeah, it's just kind of there. Yeah.
Damn, turns out I'm the most, like, you know, even-keeled guy on the podcast.
We'll see how many sponsors we have left after this.
Shit, full circle. We'll be replacing them. No cierto. Por vida, compa. Hey, trip on this. Follow me at All Things Emo Brown and Three Punk Gales in the Elwood, and yeah, that's how we do, bro.
Listen to y'all.
Push the button, dog.